And let's talk about that inquiry now. The government has announced that there will be a royal commission into the security and intelligence agencies. Nigel Hampton, QC, is a lawyer with extensive experience of top-level inquiries, including the royal commission into the Pike River mine disaster and the Canterbury earthquakes, and he joins us now. Tēnā koe, good morning to you.
Morning.
What particular challenges will this royal commission throw up?
Well, the first challenge it lies in the hands of the government in terms of two things. One, drawing the terms of reference, and that will hold the secret as to how the inquiry itself plays out. And the second is the royal commissioners themselves, who's going to chair it, and B, perhaps given the peculiar nature of the inquiry, the expertise of the fellow commissioners that are going to sit with the chair. The chair, you would expect, if the traditional pattern is followed, will be a sitting or a retired Superior Court judge. And so it really is the expertise and experience of the fellow commissioners that will have particular interest, because they will have a part in how this inquiry plays as well.
Mm. What about secrecy provisions? I mean, they're not exactly known for being open and transparent, and many would argue that that's part of their modus operandi, that they have to operate in secret. So how is it going to go to have an inquiry into agencies which, by their very nature, don't like to tell us what they do?
It's going to be an interesting tension there, because royal commissions play out in public, as they rightly should. And their records, their evidence and their records, generally, by and large, are there in the public for all to see. There is provision in the Commissions of Inquiry Act to suppress from publication evidence if it's desirable to do so. It's a high-level test. If this inquiry is going to make sense, then we've got to get behind the walls of secrecy explore exactly what the methods and modes of operation are within the two major agencies. We throw customs in as well, I suppose, in terms of border control. We've got to get behind those curtains of secrecy if this inquiry is going to make any sense at all.
The terms of reference, will the agencies now be sort of lobbying in their own way to try and set the parameters in areas that they're comfortable with?
I'm sure that they will have, will be trying to have influence about it. I imagine that there will have been formulated some sort of draft, rough terms of reference already. They'll be shopped around, as it were, to the various agencies for input as to that, and that's when you would expect some lobbying particularly pushback in relation to secrecy and so on.
Yeah. Normally, would it be five or three on a committee like this? It'd be normally five, would it?
Normally three. A chair and two others.
And who would you like to see? I mean, I'm not talking about naming names, but are you talking about like former directors general of these agencies, or would that be too close? I mean, what sort of expert, what sort of makeup? So you've got a retired High Court judge at the top and then two experts?
Well,
or?
I'd be thinking of, given the small nature, the smallness of population of the agencies themselves, and the continuing links often with their former directors, say, I would be thinking about someone from overseas.
Oh, like a Stella Remington type who used to head
there. Well,
someone used to head
MI6. One of the heads of those former agencies who've dealt with lots of threats at lots of levels from lots of different areas.
Mm. How long would you expect it to take?
Well, the length of it problematic, because they're inquiring not only into the agencies generally, but they, from what was announced yesterday, they're also looking at the background of the alleged perpetrator and how he acquired the guns and how he slipped under the radar, as it were. But running alongside will be his criminal trial. So that's an area that is going to cause some concern, because you cannot allow the Royal Commission to impinge on this man's fair trial rights. And so there's a tension there as well. And it may be that I could envisage the Commission continuing on past the end of his trial, and then there would be a freedom to look further into some of those areas that might otherwise not be available while the trial was continuing. Mm.
Now, for the GCSB, they are part of the Five Eyes Alliance. Now, would that place tension too? Because what about the other Four Eyes, if you like? I mean, would they have some misgivings about one of the partners perhaps spilling their secrets?
Putting the thing under public scrutiny.
Mm.
There may be some, I could imagine some lobbying taking place on their behalf as well. Mm. And maybe them trying to obtain permission to become a party of interest, as it were, in the proceedings. I'm not sure, that may be getting a bit remote, but it's not beyond the range of possibilities.
Yeah, lots to contemplate there. Thank you for your time. Nigel Hampton, QC.